Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations, you made it to Friday. It's a football Friday. Good morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. We'll have picks. We'll be talking Lions, Browns. But that sound you hear is the collective exhale. The air leaving the lungs.
That it's Friday?
That the Tigers finally won a baseball game.
The Tigers won. Tigers did win. Yes. Interesting.
Now what?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now they move on to Boston, who is scratching and clawing to get into the postseason as well. So it's, hey, when they started off, I was going to text you guys as well. After the back-to-back home runs to start it off, I was thinking, I'm like, well, all right, this game's over. We got it. I'm going to turn it off after the first inning.
Yeah, sure.
Except for the fact that we have just lived through so many opportunities, whether it was the Torque home run, the Green home run, and you're like, okay, we finally got a lead. And then I oddly though, and even yesterday when you found out, it was, 9:30, 9:45 that Troy Melton was starting.
Yeah, last 10 minutes of the show.
I was kind of oddly comforted. I mean, he's had some good outings. He's very young, so you kind of never really know, but yeah, I thought, you know what? Okay, I think this is going to be all right tonight.
I liked that they were pitching him. And then I looked up his numbers, and he had given up a run, I think, in four of his previous five relief appearances. And I was like, but that doesn't jive with how I'm feeling. Like, I think he's a good pitcher with some upside. And I kind of had this weird, calm feeling. And I wasn't going to rush out to proclamate anything.
Well,
and certainly last night didn't clinch anything. But that was so necessary for this team.
It was. And you knew, I mean, you kind of figured he was going to go about as far as he did, right? 3 2/3. Like maybe 4, and the long shot was 5. But even AJ before the game said, you know, he's not a pitcher that he's built up. You know, like 100 pitches is not going to be what we're shooting for or what he'll even get close to. So, I mean, he ended up with 49 pitches, so right at about halfway, and they pulled him.
So the Tigers are now tied for the division, but they don't have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So they're still effectively a half game behind Cleveland. And I think what people need to shift to now is, look, they could still win the division, but the focal point is get in and set up Tarek Skubal for game one. The priority is get in, followed by make sure Skubal can pitch game one.
So the magic number is now 2.
2, which means it could happen as quickly as today. If Detroit wins and Houston loses, the Tigers are in the playoffs in some way, shape, or form, division, or wild card. They're
My
not going to get...
How quickly... What happens in 24 hours?
I know. Amazing what... We kept saying, just win a game, and all of a sudden, the math starts to come back to you. But, John, it's one of those situations where if they are in the playoffs, but the division is still up in the air, I don't want to use Skubal and then not have him for a three-game series in the playoffs. So you may have to concede the division to line up Skubal for game one of the playoffs. And I'm okay with it. Again, you need to make sure you're in first. If you're not, then he's pitching this weekend.
So you're conceding the division at that point.
Yeah.
If that scenario plays itself out, you're conceding the division. you're also conceding home game.
Right. And look, there are people in the business side.
You're going to play that three-game series no matter what.
Correct. And there's people on the business side that I'm sure want those home gates, but you want to win playoff games and your best chances with Scooble on the mound.
Yeah.
So the most likely opponent would be Cleveland. At yes. Cleveland, and based on, I think, how Scooble performed in Cleveland last year in the playoffs, you got to trust that. That's why I agree with Jim that you would concede home field advantage to him for game one because of what he did in game two. And I would say even game five. Look, he gave the Tigers a chance to win game five, and they couldn't score runs for him. And then he hit a batter, and boom, one pitch, Lane Thomas. You got to trust what we call arguably the best baseball pitcher right now.
In the American League.
Yeah, you've got to trust him in the playoffs and not worry about getting home games. I mean, how much does home field really matter in baseball?
Well, I don't confuse what I just said with I'm arguing the point. I'm just making sure our listeners have all the facts.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah.
We have clarity this morning. I mean, heck, Greg over here, he was talking about if they could clinch tonight, and he's acting like he's spraying champagne. They could have two champagne celebrations.
Right.
Tonight for
and
a
then,
wild
and
card.
And then the division still.
And then the division like on Sunday.
Again, Cleveland
so
needs
is it now okay for them to celebrate?
Yeah, I just didn't want them to do it if they lost 12 in a row. I thought that would have been tone deaf.
Just wondering if we're okay with celebrating
they
it now.
They cannot celebrate if they get swept and the Astros get swept.
What if it? Well, they're. Oh, yeah. Well,
because then they back in.
Yeah, but they just won a game.
No, they cannot celebrate.
I should have emphasized, but they just won a game.
By the way, they have hit my prediction, 86 wins.
All right.
What'd you guys say?
Oh, I was at 80.
I'm in first place in the picks now, too.
So they've outperformed.
Look at that button again.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't hurt your... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone get him a sling so if that shoulder hurts anymore, you don't pat yourself on the back there.
I want to clarify. You're tied for first in the picks.
Yes.
No.
I'm in first.
Yeah,
and, just like a tiger.
And maybe people will stop
who
asking.
Who's the tiebreaker? What's our tiebreaker?
Yeah, the head-to-head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah so I should celebrate as well. I'm not in last.
Maybe people will stop asking me to have Heather on Cash the Ticket. She's finally not dominating the picks. It's a welcome sight.
I'm not far behind.
No one's far behind.
I know. We're all very close.
All
but
bunched
I'm
up.
Right there. Just wait.
This week.
Just wait.
6:35.
Letting you feel what it feels like for a minute, and then I'll take it away.
Just you're calling him Charlie do. Brown, and you're Lucy.
I don't know. I don't watch Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's right. You hate the Peanuts.
I don't know that reference, but
you ever seen the pull the ball out?
No.
Okay, so like on a field goal, you know, the holder's holding for the kicker. Lucy's holding the ball, and then she yanks it away right at the last second,
and Charlie misses the ball and falls on his back.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Just waiting for a listener to Photoshop our faces into that.
That's
now.
It.
Anyway, open lines.
Yeah, well, after the revelation that there was another dream last night, I'm not surprised.
Sort of.
Yes, it happened.
Yeah, there was.
Uh-huh. Jim
very
Costa.
Different. A very different dream.
Sliding into the dreams again.
There was no making out. There was none of that.
Well, it was actually his wife. He wasn't really in the dream at all.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. Now
bite
I got to include
tongue.
You in those conversations.
It's a weird Friday here, people.
Anyone got an upside down pineapple ready?
As I was saying, open lines to talk Tigers baseball. Not.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's take a swing at those picks.
Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that. John, let me ask you this about last night's game as I stress... Changing the subject.
Yes.
Will Vest in the ninth.
Will Vest in the ninth. How about Brant Herder in the third or the fourth? Tommy Kahnle.
But Vest is the one that blew it last Saturday, right?
Okay.
Vest is the guy who struggled of late. Certainly needed him to close that door because could you imagine all for nothing again? Like, there was a little bit of an energy to him going out there for the ninth inning and taking care of business.
There's no question. But as soon as you saw Brant Herder start warming up, and we knew, as I mentioned already, right? Troy Melton was not going to go deep into the ball game.
Right.
So it was going to be, in essence, a bullpen day. And whether it was Herder, Kahnle, Holton, Finnegan, Vest, like every time someone came in, you could go back in the last, you don't even have to go back that far. Go back in the last just simple 2 weeks And each guy, you could say, okay, you lost that one. You lost that one. Whoa, you lost that one.
Everybody's got some blood on their hands.
Yeah. And so that you're kind of holding your breath the whole time. And it's certainly when Will Vest came in, it kind of, you know, the most recent perpetrator.
How does it set up this weekend? So Mize, have they confirmed, is Mize pitching tonight?
Mize is today.
Tonight,
yeah.
I'm assuming. Yeah. Saturday, we don't know. And Scooble only Sunday, I'm assuming, if they need it to make the playoffs.
Right.
Because there's a scenario where the Tigers have not clinched and it's Sunday and they need to win.
To get in.
And Scooble, at that point, you have to burn them because the alternative is you don't play baseball after that.
Right.
But last night's win opens up the door for them to clinch early, save Scooble. I know, throw away the home games and look, as fans, we'd all like to be there, but you want to win the series and Scooble gives you the best chance, even if it's on the road in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So who pitches Saturday?
I don't know. Shrug emoji.
Bullpen day again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not going to be Scooble.
It's not going to be Mize. It's not going to be Flaherty.
It's not going to be Melton. It's not going to be Morton.
I think it's going to be Keider Montero.
Interesting.
Could be.
That's probably who they're going to roll with. Especially if they win tonight.
Yes. Easier to do if you've won / clinched. All right. We'll open up the lines. Tiger fans can jump in. And then a lot of football talk today. Picks at 6:35. Lions playing the Browns. It's 97-1.
Hey, summer's holding on for one more weekend, but it's been a steamy summer, and maybe you just need to be ready for that first blast of winter cold. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly and, more importantly, running safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price, so give them a call today because spots will fill up quickly. They've only got so much time. Don't forget, Mastercraft also does plumbing, electrical, and generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now, or you can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a way to start the game. And then Wenzel Perez, not shortly after. A couple early home runs for the Tigers and a win. Whew, snap that losing skid. start to make some sense of what's going on here. Have you bought back in some ticket text? 248-539-9797. I can't celebrate until they take at least 2 of 3 against Boston. Need to beat a playoff team to deserve to be in a playoff series. I know Cleveland's a playoff team, but there's nothing we can do about them. Ha ha ha.
Okay, so need to beat a playoff team.
I think it means like maybe win a series.
Well, they've beaten the Yankees. They've beaten other playoff teams. So simply because this is the time of year.
I think the point is to snap out of this funk. You want to see them play well against a playoff team right now.
I agree. That would make everybody feel better.
And in terms of like, are you bought back in? To what degree? Like, they're likely making the playoffs.
Odds are in their favor, yes.
But it doesn't make you feel good that they're going on a deep run just because they won last night's ball game. Jimmy hit the nail on the head. The quote business side. Scooble is starting Sunday to win the division and get them 3 home games because that's the most important thing to this ownership. That would be a mistake.
Yeah. If they have a wild card locked up, then they're in the postseason. They can't get a bye. And they throw Scooble on Sunday. That's organizational malfeasance.
Right.
Because then you may not, that may be the last time he pitches for the Tigers ever.
Possible, yeah.
Because if he can't pitch until game 3 and they lose the first 2 games,
see ya.
And then the offseason happens and
there's a real conversation there.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be the argument of, well, it's good for the city to get home playoff games. It'd be good for the, and I know the organization would make money on the playoff gates.
Well, it's really good for the city to get to the ALDS.
Correct.
So,
because then you have a chance for more.
Yeah.
If your season ends.
Well, because it changes everything. Even if you win one of those games and you get to a Scooble start on game 3, now all of a sudden he's pushed back into that next series.
Correct.
It just keeps pushing him back.
Tex says, if you're admitting our only chance to win is with Scooble, then why does it matter? I get what you're trying to say, but if we're trying to throw away the division because we don't want another person pitching, it says a lot about the state of our team, Mike in Brighton.
This is not unique to what the Tigers are doing. There's a whole, almost every other ball club, if they were in a situation where do we pitch our ace or do we save our ace so that we could pitch them on game 1? It changes the outlook and the planning for AJ, Chris Fetter, for the organization throughout the entire playoffs. Now, I get it, all right? They may not be playing for the entire playoffs. They're most likely not playing for the entire playoffs, but you have to make those plans.
It's an interesting dilemma because one of the things about managing in baseball is you don't play for tomorrow. You play for today unless there's absolutely nothing at stake today.
But there is tomorrow, either way.
But there would be something at stake. Look, the division does matter to a degree with the home games. I agree with you, Jim. I'm being devil's advocate a little bit here. But the saying has always been in baseball, you don't ever manage for tomorrow if there's nothing on the line. Unless there's nothing on the line today.
I think the key, though, here is like that's often said on like with Tuesday and then Wednesday and then Thursday in a 162 regular season. There's a different weight to 162 and the first playoff game. Which one do you want to prioritize? If you're in either way, if you can't get a bye either way, what game is more important? A playoff game is the more important game.
Exactly. I agree with you, actually. And so, look, I mean, everything's on the line right now. We were talking in the break, and I was telling you how they could technically host the Red Sox as division champions. They can host the Astros.
A lot's still on the table.
Cleveland's not in yet.
Well, Texter says, could you imagine if they get knocked out for all this run that they've been on and how hot Cleveland's been? Like they could still miss the playoffs.
I mean, look, who they're facing, Texas? Texas got eliminated, but teams like to play spoiler this time of year. They've got a 2-time World Series champion, or 2 different teams. I think he's a 4-time World Series champion, Bruce Bochy, with the Giants and the Rangers, and that team pitches good, and Cleveland's weakness is hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, a sweep is on the table. Do I think that'll happen? Probably not. But it's on the table because...
So if we really break this down, the teams that have already clinched a playoff spot are the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Mariners, right? One of the Tigers and Guardians have to make the playoffs. So then it's the loser of that scenario who doesn't win the division... Boston and Houston, 2 of those 3 will make it.
Exactly. And Seattle's played so well that they can get the 1 seed now which is crazy. They bought.
Yeah, he said it. Not me. All right, we'll get to the picks. By the way, there was one ticket text. It was two words. Gov sucks. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a water main break on Thursday in Novi led to several nearby schools to be closed.
Jack,
I know your son got to experience that, as well as a boil water advisory for several southeast cities. Novi city officials basically said that they noticed a loss of water pressure right around 7:20 a.m. Then the problem was quickly traced to this break in a 42-inch line, this transmission line that is part of the Great Lakes Water Authority network. So, like I said, the break not only prompted schools to close, but also numerous businesses and buildings as well. But I do know
they got it.
School
fixed.
Is back in session today.
The conversation was last night was they'll never be able to find it quickly enough for school.
Right, well, how are they going to get it all fixed?
Got the email this morning. Back in school, bud.
No jack off school.
Nope. He just has to bring his own water.
Yes, because they're not able to individually boil water for the students.
No, that would take a long time. Amy Andrews has returned to work on Fox 2 this week after an extended absence for health issues. She is now letting her viewers know that she is very grateful for all of their support. She did make a nice post on Instagram thanking all of her followers for the encouraging messages, emails, comments, cards, letters, and the food, flowers, and visits. So she was back on air on Monday, anchoring Fox 2 News mornings. And her posting, which came like 2 days after that, also asked viewers to kind of bear with her as she gets used to being in the studio, in the lights of the studio, and all her on-air duties. Because she did say that she's been experiencing symptoms like extreme dizziness, balance issues, brain fog, blurred vision as well. I don't think has said exactly what's been going on. She's been pretty open, though, about her health battles and her mental health battles as well. So good to see her back and feeling better for sure. You guys, there's an aggressive squirrel wanted in California. It has now attacked several people and sent them to the hospital. There's flyers up saying, "This is not a joke. This is an attacking squirrel. Be on the lookout. Keep your head on a swivel." According to one of the victims, she said, on her morning walk, you know, just doing her thing, when all of a sudden, the squirrel came out of nowhere, clamped on her leg, couldn't get it off. She had to go to the hospital. The other victim basically said the exact same thing, that she was out in the same area. This critter leapt at her. She thought it was going to attack her face. She had to block it, and it attacked her arm instead. She also had to go to the hospital after the thing
just wouldn't
unattached. It was just, she was just covered in blood. So experts do say, though, that squirrel attacks are very rare, but it seems like they both describe the squirrel in the same way, like the coloring of the squirrel.
Yeah.
So they think it was the same squirrel. But very rare.
Weird.
It's hard to imagine Leonardo DiCaprio with a different name. But it did almost happen. So he was on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey. And he kind of went to explain that at the start of his career, he was advised to use a stage name because his real name, I guess they say, sounded too ethnic, right? The Italian DiCaprio. And that his agent said, no one's going to hire you because of your name. So his agent suggested something different. Suggested he go by Lenny Williams.
Lenny!
He actually went and had headshots done.
As Lenny Williams.
I mean, as himself, but with the name. Right. And apparently it was his dad that saw those. It was like,
no
way are you disgracing this family name, and ripped them all up.
Oh, wow. Well done, Dad.
Good call.
Yeah.
Because Lenny just doesn't have the same.
That's boring.
I mean, he could have been successful as Lenny.
Of course.
But I don't think it would have.
That's not a memorable name.
Lenny, it's just, you're right. It's just average.
Very average. Yes.
Okay, so the other day there was a list of the friendliest cities in America. San Diego, Raleigh were the two most friendly cities, apparently. And now there's a follow-up to the least friendly cities in America. And I hate to say it, but Detroit is on this list. The least friendliest city is Wichita, Kansas. Followed by New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wichita. The lineman?
San Bernardino. and then Detroit.
We're bottom five.
Now, I don't have all the information on where this study came from, because it first said that the friendliest cities were chosen by their own residents.
Oh, of course they were. Yeah.
But if the least friendliest was chosen by the our own residents, would you say that Detroit is not a very friendly city?
No.
As a Detroiter?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. I've been to other cities that I would probably say are less friendly.
Like, what popped into my head is like, okay, maybe the Detroit versus everybody, it doesn't feel as welcoming from an outsider, but like...
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Heather with the news. Picks coming up next, 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of men across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, he's giving you up to 30% off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. Dr. B, he's awesome. He is this true pioneer, one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. What once seemed like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. And he believes in it so much. Not only has he had the procedure himself, he recently performed it on his own son as well. So forget those outdated methods. There's no stitches, no staples, no embarrassing scars, just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that keep improving as well. And he guarantees them all. The sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. So book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com and mention 97.1 to unlock your exclusive discount for the month of September only.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Picks brought to you by Shaner Roofing. Tom tied for first place with yours truly. Heather Park only a game back. John two games back. And Greg pulling up the rear.
We're going to start SEC primetime. Alabama goes between the hedges, taking on Georgia. The Bulldogs are favored by 2.5, Jim.
I was impressed with Georgia when they played at Tennessee, but I was not impressed with their defense. And that's where Bama's playmakers, Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, Jam Miller back at running back, come in. Roll damn Tide.
I am not impressed with Georgia's defense, although I am impressed. continually with Kirby Smart. Ty Simpson, I'm not a believer that he is the answer, that he can even get the ball to those playmakers. So I'm going to go with Georgia, and it's kind of just because it's at home. I think they got the advantage at home.
I'm going with Alabama. Not only is it the first state when listed alphabetically of all the states, Forrest Gump is also from Alabama.
And he played for Alabama.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have it.
That's, yeah. Run,
even
Forrest,
better.
Run.
Run, Forrest, run. Forrest. Exactly.
And it's our national championship pick. Yeah. Georgia has one win in this series since 2006. I love America, and I love the Tide! Give me Bama.
Ooh.
I think Georgia's defense is completely different at home here. I think they win the game. It's only 2.5. I will take Georgia here, and I guess I'll quickly forget Florida State and what they did to Alabama, by the way. Does Alabama have a defense?
Right.
I like the over, too, but we're not picking that. Mm.
LSU travels to the Grove. They're taking on Ole Miss. The Rebels are favored by 1.5. John.
I don't trust LSU's offense at all. I don't care what Brian Kelly says, how much he wants to defend him. Nussmeier, I thought, was going to be a Heisman favorite. He has looked anything but. And so I'm going to take the home team, Ole Miss, and the fact that I think that their defense is going to be enough to beat LSU.
I am also taking Ole Miss. I like the cursive font, but really what it comes down to is that back in the day...
It always shocks me the reasons that you... Alabama, because they're alphabetically first, and you, yes, like the cursive font.
I do like the cursive font, but it really comes down to Tony the Land Shark. Back in the day in college, on Thursdays, we always would find our way to the Land Shark. Great times. Go with Ole Miss.
Ole Miss and that script font taking out LSU's black lettering. Look, I thought I was going to take the unsexy pick here, but I'm going with the Rebs at home.
Yeah. All right, I might be on an island here, but I'm going with LSU. I just, again, there'll be a theme to the next pick we make. Trust this guy to win a big game, Lane Kiffin.
Okay, so Brian Kelly's done it once. Now you trust him?
I trust him more. I think he's a better coach. I mean, we're splitting hairs here. I'm going to go with LSU. They win by a field goal.
Tom, you will not be on an island here. I will join you with LSU. A lot has been made this week about Whit Weeks dating Lane Kiffin's daughter.
Oh.
Whit Weeks going to smash not only his daughter, but his quarterback, too.
Oh,
give me
no!
the Tigers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jim's taking LSU because they beat mighty Clemson. We go. Jim, what is it? Big Ten Saturday night.
Big Ten Saturday night.
Oregon is taking on Penn State in Happy Valley. Penn State's favored by 3.5 at home. Heather.
I'm going to go with Penn State.
Oh, you don't like the Ducks?
Oh, no, I like Ducks, but Keegan-Michael Key is an alumni of Penn State,
yeah,
also a Detroiter.
That's because he also coaches it.
So, yes.
He is James Franklin.
I spent 31 years as the basketball coach at Oregon in Campus Dynasty. Ducks.
I said there was a theme to the next game, the coaches. Dan Lanning is superior to James Franklin. Mm-hmm. And not only is Oregon going to cover... But it's going to be some night fever. They're going to win by double digits. Oregon and Dante Moore becomes the Heisman frontrunner.
Dante's inferno. Burn, baby,
that's right.
Burn. Yeah, here's the thing. Drew Aller might be 6'5", but he comes up small in every big game. Look at Michigan, OSU, the playoffs, and yes, Oregon. Plus, I'll go to my grave betting against James Franklin in a big game. Quack, quack.
Yeah, I'm with Tom. I just... Dan Lanning, to me, is one of the top two or three college coaches. James Franklin, especially in a big game, no. James Franklin will have his pom-poms out. He'll be a great cheerleader, but I'm going to go with Dan Lanning and the Ducks.
I want to say one thing about Oregon. They, right now, and I know they haven't played anybody, but they have that look of they left something on the table last year. The way they're playing, and they're just annihilating teams. It's kind of like... It reminds me of the Lions during the regular season last year before they had the injuries.
Yeah, a lot of scores to settle.
Yep.
Going to the NFL. I'm going to just move on. Going to the NFL, Eagles, 3.5 favorites as they go to Tampa to take on the Bucs. Both teams coming off close wins involving a blocked field goal return for a touchdown last week. I will take the Bucs here.
Yeah, I love the points at home here. Look, Philly's had some trouble playing down in Tampa recently. They played some of their worst football the last 3-4 years as they've been a good team under Sirianni. Mike Evans, I think a lot of people are going to overreact to that injury and him not playing. But when I've got the extra half here, I've got to go Tampa.
Eagles are the new Chiefs. They win, but they win ugly. So there's a premium to getting 3.5 points here. Baker, touchdown maker. I like the Bucs.
Eagles have beaten the Falcons on the road, the Texans on the road, and the Jets at home. All of them with last-second heroics. I don't think you're going to have those last-second heroics against the Eagles, so I'm going to take the Eagles in this one.
I'm going to take the Bucs.
Let's go to Ravens Chiefs, the game that knocked off Central versus Eastern on the pick today because Gov intimidated Jim into getting that game off the schedule.
You guys want your local games? I could have done CMU, EMU, but no.
Ravens favored by 2.5 points on the road at Gaha Field. Gov.
This is a tough pick. I think this is the toughest game on the board this week. And I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home, getting points. Patrick Mahomes, I didn't do it last time when the Eagles went there. I'm going to do it this time. In late news yesterday, Xavier Worthy's probably playing. And I just think the Ravens' defense stinks right now. And until I see it improve, Kansas City will be able to score with them.
Ravens on a short week, shorthanded. No Matabukwe, they've already ruled him out. Scary stuff with the neck injury on their D-line. Mahomes is a home dog. Worthy back. The Ravens like to give games away, and the Chiefs like to pull victory out of the jaws of defeat. Give me Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City as well. I think their backs are against the wall. This is do or die, and I just don't think that they can end up 1-3, especially with that division. They know how important it is, and so the Ravens, but I think it's Andy Reid coming up with a great game plan, so give me the Chiefs.
I'll take the Ravens.
Why are the Ravens favored?
Well,
giving points to me. I'm sorry. You want to go ahead?
No, go. You go.
Nothing more to add.
I do, but it's nothing important.
Is there a cute player on the Ravens?
No. Well, maybe.
Why are the Ravens giving points to Mahomes when they have Matabuke out? Worthy's coming back. And it's Patrick Mahomes at home. Is it because Vegas wants you to take the Chiefs? I say no. Caw-caw, caw-caw! Ravens. Sunday night football, the Packers travel to Dallas, taking on the Cowboys. Packers favored by 6.5, Costa.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's me. All right, well, what I want to do here is pick the Cowboys and the points. I don't think they win the game, but I like Dak more than Love, and 6.5 is a big number.
It is a big number, but I thought Dak last week was going to be able to do something in that game. They came up small, and I think Micah Parsons is absolutely going to go off in this game. So give me the Packers. I know it's on the road. It's going to be an unbelievable. It's going to be a lot of fun for a game that's a little bit lesser.
Prop bet, what would you set the over-under at sacks?
2.5. 2.5 for Micah Parsons.
I'm going to go with the Packers. No reason.
Okay.
Packers pissed, Cowboys bad. Packers.
Yeah, this is the one where I almost, what Greg did last pick, Vegas is inviting you to take the Cowboys here because of the points at home. I'm going to take the points. I'm not very confident in this at all. This is a big George Pickens game, by the way, if that was a huge deal for them or not.
No CD Lamb.
No CD Lamb. This is just a lot of points where I can see like a 20-16 type game.
See, I think they're begging you to take the Packers, leaving it just shy of a touchdown. Find out.
All right, we go to Ford Field. The Lions coming off that big Monday night football win over the Ravens. They're favored by 9.5 as they host the Cleveland Browns. John.
This line is really tough because you're basically saying that they're going to win by 10, but it's at home. And I know that Jim Schwartz probably wants to come in here and put the smack down on this Lions offense.
And get carried off by his team?
By his team, yeah. No, yeah, let's cut him down at the knees. I think the Lions, they have a great rhythm going on offense right now. I don't think there's any points explosion, but the Browns offense, they may throw four picks in this game. And they don't even have the pick six gods on their sides anymore. So let's go with the Lions.
So every time I've picked against the Lions, the Lions have won.
So are you going to pick against them?
No, because I think if I pick them, they're still going to win this time. I'm going with the Lions.
9.5, that's a lot of points after a big win, a short week, and against a good defense. I'm going to take the Browns.
Yeah, it's a lot of points on a short week against a good defense. 9.5, and some people think the Browns have the best defense in the NFL.
Oh, I do.
But can they score? I mean, all we're looking at is 20-10 here. I will take the Lions cautiously.
Short week's been said. Emotional high, winning that game in Baltimore that way. Browns have some life. The Lions will win, but there will be no disco. Give me Cleveland.
Okay.
Those are the picks. It's 97-1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Yeah, that'll help. Tigers win a game. Collective exhale. Magic number to make the playoffs is 2. They are tied for the division lead. Do not have the tiebreaker. 3 games to go. All in Beantown. Open the show or you bought back in. And I don't think anybody is quite bought all the way back in. The other consideration is what to do with Tarik Skubal. You pitch him if you need to make the playoffs. But if you clinch before, you concede the division and you set him up to pitch game 1 on the road in the playoffs. And you could still win without him, but that's the focal point, has to be getting ready for the playoffs at that point.
Yeah. I mean, you want to do your best when you get in there.
All right, John. Lions-Browns. Mm-hmm. One of the big storylines for the Lions this season was, what are you going to look like without Ben Johnson? And a good test against a good Browns defense this week. But, John, can we already cash the receipt? Ben Johnson will not be missed.
Yeah. Does anybody miss him yet? No, I don't. Week 1 happened. There's no denying that. But when Ben Johnson was offensive coordinator for the first time, toys aside, you know, different things that he could do with the offense, it took him till what, the 8th game before he started really getting things going. It was, you know, they were 1-6. We were curious, would it take that long for John Morton? Were they going to be 2-4, 2-5? And right now they're sitting at 2-1 with 2 dominant performances, one of them against Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen. So no, Ben Johnson's not missed at all.
And you don't want to wait to see how they look against the Browns.
And we can even go back to what Ben Johnson said. Ben Johnson didn't say he would be missed. In fact, he said the opposite. You won't miss me. This is a Ferrari. It's just keep it on the tracks. Mm-hmm. And that's all John Morton has had to do.
So it's turnkey. In some ways, they're better.
Well, yeah.
John, you had those stats like back-to-back games with 90 points and like 900 yards, and it hasn't happened since the 50s.
Right. Two-game span since the 50s.
Yeah. Now, they had the highest yards per play since the 60s when they faced the Bears. Mm-hmm. Better than any game where Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I know it's 3 games in, and I know they have yet to play Cleveland, which is a very tough defense. But I agree with you. I think this is Dan Campbell's offense. You were the first to say it. I think you were right that this is not going to be a situation where the creativity left the building. Like, John, one of the cool plays they ran on Monday night was that 4th-and-1 where St. Brown was in the backfield. The option. It looked like an option, and he pitches it for the touchdown. That same play, people have found it in the Saints playbook from when Dan Campbell was there. Yeah. And then other people dug even further back and found that Dan Campbell's Dallas Cowboys ran that play when he was a player for them. So this is one of those things that they've had. Yep. Like, Dan Campbell has this wealth of knowledge. He's played and coached long enough. He's been around a lot of good coaches, Parcells and Sean Payton, that he has creativity in his playbook. That Ben Johnson didn't take all the secret recipes out the door with him. They still have all of the bedrock fundamentals. They ran a ton of duo and they ran the ball, but they still have all the fun creative stuff too. Ben Johnson wasn't the mad scientist. Dan Campbell's the mad scientist. And he doesn't come across that way because he's the meathead, but he's also got a bunch of good stuff in this playbook.
It's also a little bit not fair in saying that, you know, we don't miss Ben Johnson, because Ben Johnson helped build this offense. Yes, it's Dan Campbell's offense. Ben Johnson was one that helped develop, along with Mark Brunell, Jared Goff. Because Jared Goff is a much better quarterback. Now, when we talked to Dan Campbell, he brought it up. We didn't even ask him. We were talking about the offensive line and other things. And then he brought up the high-level decision-making and the calls that are made that a coach can't – the microphone cuts off. Coach can't make any more adjustments. It is up to your quarterback to look at that defense, look at what's called with the personnel groups on the field, the formation, all that stuff, and say, you know what? this is no good. Let's check into something else. And Jared Goff has been able to operate this offense. And I know he's limited. You know, saying he's limited physically in terms of his mobility is the understatement of the century. But he is really good at processing defenses. He's really accurate. Like those third down conversions in that 98-yard drive to Sam Laporta were high-level throws and decisions. His ability to not say, I've got to go deep to J-Mo every single time. I've got to find a way to take the top off of this defense.
Yep.
He is very patient, very methodical, and very cerebral. And so whatever he lacks in mobility, he makes up in processing speed.
Yeah, and if you want to give Ben Johnson credit for helping him grow and evolve as a quarterback,
sure.
I think that's fair. But Jared Goff did grow and evolve as a quarterback and no longer needs Ben Johnson. They're not going to miss Ben Johnson. I think we can cash that receipt after only 3 weeks.
So players still need coaches. And yeah. Who's his coach? Mark Brunell.
Yes.
He's still there. And John Morton was here a couple of years ago, so he's not coming in blind.
Mm-hmm.
So the stat getting thrown around after week one was the record for Jared Goff when he didn't have Ben Johnson or Sean McVay calling his plays. Yep. Nobody's texted that in the last couple of weeks. I maybe a slight caution in this, just that, okay, the best defense they played against, they did not look good this year, and now they're playing another really good defense this year or this weekend. Are we getting a little premature and ahead of ourselves on John Morton has completely already replaced Ben Johnson?
Okay, well,
I don't think we are. I mean, look, John Morton has inherited the DNA of what Dan Campbell wants, which is running the football. I mean, he said yesterday, he goes, the Browns haven't seen anything like we've got yet in the running game. And Jim Schwartz countered and said, well, I'm not so sure about that. Green Bay ran pretty well early in the game. Yada, yada, all that. But to me, this goes back to year one with Campbell. They ran these plays after Anthony Lynn got removed from play calling. Like, there were elements of the same offense. It was just the players were Tom Kennedy and Jamal Williams. The players, the talent is better around it now. That's why it works.
Right.
I'd buy that. Sure.
And I'll go back to, it's always best to use what Dan Campbell says. And I asked him about the offensive line and how much it's grown, Tate Ratledge and Mahogany. Like, what did he say? He said, yeah, those guys have gotten better. But he also said there's a way to protect him in play calling. What did I say throughout the entire offseason? When you're going to have those two young guards, you can protect them with how you call the plays, how you structure the offense. And that's both John Morton and Dan Campbell. So in game one, they learned some tough lessons. They learned some tough lessons as players. They learned some tough lessons as play callers. What positions can we put them in to be successful? Now that they've got that, they'll put a little bit more on their plate every single week, but they're still going to protect young guards and be able to protect their quarterback at the same time.
So is it irrelevant that Ben Johnson left?
As of now, yeah. It's irrelevant. And I'll go back to Ben Johnson said he would be irrelevant. This offense would continue to operate at an extremely high level. And if he was referencing the fact that Dan Campbell's still here or it's just the players that they have available, it's the level at which Jared Goff is operating the offense, Ben Johnson knew all of that. And it's okay.
248-539-9797. When Ben Johnson left, this show said they'll be fine with Dan Campbell's offense.
Mm-hmm.
Can we cash that receipt 3 weeks in? Or do you want to see how they look against the Browns? Do you want to see how they look in some other games? Or do you just trust what Dan Campbell continues to do, which is run the show, run the offense, and we've seen it. 248-539-9797. We'll get phone calls. We'll get ticket texts. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.